the best of Grace.
They just don't make Christmas parties like they used to. I'll tell you what. I mean, when's the last time somebody cut a slice at a Christmas party?
I mean, a kind where you walk into the Christmas party and you smoke that camel and you look around the room and you say, yeah. You give the place a quick 20-20, checking out the various receptacles. I remember when I was just a bald-faced boy, just starting out in radio. I guess maybe that's what it was. We were all younger and single. Oh, don't get me wrong. I mean, I love my funny little honey, but there's nobody to gossip about. You know what I'm saying? There was always somebody hobbling in the old days. And I remember when I worked for this one company, they had a strict policy against inter-office fraternization. And I started talking the trash to this one unit, and I'm telling you what, you know, she's playing footsie with me under the table. And I tongued her ear a little bit. Well, she said, you know, hey, we better be careful. The boss is going to see us. We'll both get fired. I said, I tell you what, let's go into the hat check area. All those coats in there, we'll spread them out on the floor. Won't that be the ultimate revenge? Mr. Fuddlebottom in accounting, take his coat and hobble on it, speckle it, and we'll hang it back out. She said, you're up. So we went into the hat check area. By then, you know, everybody was ballroom dancing. I just started taking coats and throwing them on the floor. Then I yanked her panties down, her dress up, and I dropped trowel. Her butt hit them coats, and I hit her. We're like, yeah. Ooh, that's it. I've been waiting on this. Yeah, talk to me, baby. Talk to me. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that is good. What do you think? A little bit of the old alley-oop? Yeah. Oh, yeah, what do you think about that? Yeah, think about it. Knock it. Yeah. Well, somehow along the way, I guess all the chaos, somebody must have heard it. I heard footsteps. I said, quick, make believe you're the hat check girl. So I'm lying there trying to wipe off on the coach and get my pants in. She adjusts herself and stands up. And there's the boss's wife with her little ticket stub. Boss's wife looks at her for a second and says, young lady, how long have you been wearing a brassiere? Is this your first time? And the girl says, well, no, I've been wearing a bra for 10 years. And the woman says, well, okay. I just thought I'd let you know, normally we wear our brassieres on the inside of our blouse.
Oh, no!
It's the Best of Greaseman Show.
Merry Christmas to the mighty.
Merry Christmas to you too, sir.
I saw a light last night, and I was wondering if it might have been Ragnad.
It was Ragnad, as a matter of fact. And what happened was, we're sitting at the Grease Palace. Getting all ready to watch a current affair so I can check out my topicality. All of a sudden, poof, lights go out. I'm thinking, what the hell? So I haul myself to my feet, throw on my Mackinaw, go outside of the fuse box, figure I'll stick a quarter in there and get us through the night. And it's Ragnar, and he's got his space contraption. I said, Ragnar, what the hell are you doing? He said, forgive me, Father. I didn't mean to overload the circuits in the neighborhood. I said, we got that jalopy wired up with a pair of jumper cables hooked to the house. You blew out all the lights. For your information, Father, this is not a jalopy. It is a Model 692X Orbitron. I said, I don't care if it's a damn Ford Falcon. Get it the hell off my lawn. The power modules are down. And I am quite distressed as I want to get back to the planet Zovirax for Christmas. I say, modules, hell, all right, pop the hood on this bad boy. What the hell? Vehicle's a damn vehicle. Let me see here. Give it a couple of shots. Look at this, you got varnish in the carburetor, for God's sake. I tell you what, let me hold the choke open. All right, get in there and hit it. There you go. Unbelievable, Father. We have activation. And I thought all you knew was Biscayne repair. I said, hey, Biscayne don't matter. I can fix it, man. Give me a length of chicken wire and a screwdriver. I'll get anything running. There you go to Zovirax for Christmas, huh? See your mama.
Tell the bald-headed bitch I said hi.
Father, you really should have more respect.
Respect, hell.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, Ragnat, and can't believe you're going back there, though. You don't celebrate Christmas on Zovirax, see? I had not heard of Christmas until I came to planet Earth. But since I am here, I will take the news of the blessed birth to my compatriots up at Zovirax.
Oh, kind of like a green-headed missionary, huh?
Well, you're wasting your time because y'all don't go to heaven when you die. I mean, you ever seen the pictures of Yezu hanging on a cross and Mary and Joseph? None of them had big green heads with antennas sticking out of them, for crying out loud. None of them had any kind of slimy skin or digital computers for brains. Do you mean?
That's right. Christmas ain't for you, little buddy.
Well, then, where do I go when I die?
Well, as near as I can figure, when you finally kick the bucket, they'll probably send you to an old Lafayette radio parts store.
Doodads.
Comedy coast to coast with Grease.
Yeah, maybe on vacation, but the shrieking is nonstop. We'll be back with more of the best of the Grease right after this.